people, purpose, patience. Once again, you get opportunities placed in front of you, you tend to stop thinking for a second. You're not a reality anymore. You start to visualize things. It's like if you get a job offer, or if you come across a job offer, an opportunity offer, because it may not be a job, it may just be something you've always wanted to do. Maybe start a podcast. And I know everybody that has a phone has a podcast. Everybody that has a laptop has a podcast. Not to say that they're all what they should be, but just as with everything, with consistency and belief, as long as you get fulfillment from it, that's all you need. That's all you need. If you get fulfillment from it, meaning you actually know that people are tuning in, people are paying attention, and you feel what you put out there is genuine, then whatever is going to come of it will come of it. Not just speaking on the podcast side, because I do this out of love. I do this out of love, and if anyone that's listening can catch on to something and grab it and take it with you to wherever you go, wherever it can resonate with your life, then I've done what I needed to do. And I felt, I can't say I felt because I know it has already happened, that my words and experience have been a benchmark for someone. And that's all you ask when you place feet on ground and get out every day in the world. You want to make an influence. You want to be something to someone. You want to be something to someone. You want to make someone proud. You want to make someone happy. You want to fulfill yourself, make yourself proud, make you happy. Because we matter as well. Some of us tend to forget that, but we matter as well. So I say all of that to say about the opportunity. If you have something coming to your life, you may or may not feel worthy. True enough, you may or may not feel as if it's possible, but you have to take that opportunity. You have to take that step. Because as I've said plenty of times before, we don't want to get too complacent with reality. You never want to stop dreaming, no matter how old you are. You never want to stop having goals, no matter how old you are. I mean, on the sports side of belief and dreaming, we've all seen movies. We've all heard stories. We've all seen athletes from every aspect of life overcome so much adversity and obstacles. And for a moment, they shined. For a moment, they had the opportunity to prove that they can do something. It may not even be in the form of an athlete. It may just be you taking the opportunity to write a book. It may be you taking the opportunity to start a podcast. It may be you taking the opportunity to lose weight, gain muscle, learn how to cook. Something so small can be so significant in your life if you applied yourself to it. Because if you just spend so much time with it in your head instead of in action, that's where things tend to get a little tricky with goals and dreams and aspirations. If they just sit there, they don't grow. You'll never know if they just sit there. So whenever we get an opportunity in front of us, as when you're looking at it, when you scroll past it, when you see it on TV, or just happen to come across, and for a moment in your head, you're there. Right? Because as soon as you see that opportunity, you immediately see yourself doing it. So why not take it from having that opportunity or feeling that you're worthy of that opportunity? Telling yourself, well, you know, what if? Because there's going to be a 50-50 on it. What if? What if you do or you don't? Because if you do, just live with the results. Just live with the results on if you do. If you do, take that chance on yourself. That's going to open up so many more opportunities for you. Because you lose fear, basically. You lose fear. You'll tend to lose doubt, maybe a little anxiety. You start to feel better as a person. You start to prepare yourself for things. Because as you look at life, we get up, we go to work, get up and go to school, right? What about the things that we want? Those are things we sort of have to do, but what about the things that we want to do? Think about that. Think about something that you want. Take the time to just think about something that you want. Is it hard? Is it attainable? Anything is attainable. Like I said, just look at authors and athletes and chefs, doctors, lawyers. Anyone that's doing something that fulfills that purpose that they have inside of them. Not just doing something because they have to do it, but doing something because they want to do it. Take a small business owner. That's a dream. That's a goal. That's a belief. That's losing fear. And even if you do fall, even if you do stumble, you took that chance and you've taken that experience. So why not just take the experience? So much of life is going to be the same until you change it. So much of life is going to be the same until you catch up to your win-loss record, so to speak. Because each time you pull yourself out of a situation or each time you don't take an opportunity, that's a loss. You got to look at it like that. Each time you pick yourself up and take an opportunity, believe in yourself, tell yourself you can do it and actually apply the ability, that's a win. Too many people take things in life far too lightly. They only want the huge fireworks, big accolades, and all the congratulations in the world. So they can feel that they've accomplished, so they can feel that they've done something. You don't need that. Just the attempt. Just the attempt. So many motivational speakers, so many authors out there, so many people out there who are just happy with the chance that they took upon themselves because of their backgrounds. whether it be homelessness, abuse, overcoming an impediment, whether it be speech or whatever the case may be. You know, everyone has a story, and so do you. And if you take a chance on yourself, if you take a chance on your ability and your belief, your story may be known to the masses as well. You may be able to tell your story to the masses just like that person that you follow, or just like that author or that chef. You never know. All you have to do is take the opportunity for yourself. Take the opportunity. Believe in yourself. Carve out a small portion of your day for that dream, for that goal, for those aspirations. And they may not be huge. They could be small, but they're big to you because it's something that you want. So each second that passes that you're not trying to apply something towards that, you only have yourself. You only have yourself to look at when you never take that chance. Have yourself. So I implore you, please, let's get up and do this together. Take a chance on yourself. And I know plenty of people that listen to this podcast that have taken chances. And that are living a fulfilled life because they're happy with the choices and decisions that they've made. And like I said, that they've taken on themselves. Just never know the beauty we can create until we actually try to create it. As more and more time comes, I'll be able to lay out more of my plan. I just gotta come up with the money for it. So I'll be able to discuss more, put out there more of what it is, and even though it's just a small opportunity, sometimes that's all we need is just a small opportunity. Sometimes that's all we need is just that percentage. All we need is that door to be opened. That's it. It may not be kicked wide open. It may not be 100%, but if we get that door open, that's your opportunity. Take the chance. Patience is the podcast.